Praise God, beloved, and welcome to Grateful for Love. This is Regina. We want to begin today with sharing from the book of St. John, chapter 5. And our key passage comes from verses 19 through 29. And we want to really highlight verse 24. But at your leisure, I would ask that you would read the complete passage beginning at verse 19 down through 29. And these verses deal primarily with the authority of the Son. And you have often heard me say time and time again that Jesus is God in the flesh. God the Father knew that at some point in human history, he would have to come as a man and undo what the first man Adam did. And what did the first man Adam do? He broke God's law. He committed the original sin, which caused the penalty of death to come upon every man. And so God the Father knew that at some point he would come to reconcile that wrong for all time. And so what he did was he gave himself a body. He gave himself a body and he came. And not only did he come and live among us, he came as a sacrifice to atone our sin. And he died on the cross. He was buried and he was raised from the dead, which eliminated that penalty, that it would no longer have dominion over us. Sin would no longer have dominion over us and would seal our fate to die apart from God. That would be no longer the case. And so Jesus reconciled us back to himself. And so these verses and this passage of John really deals with the authority of the Son, as I said before. And I want to read just a few verses around it as we come to pinpoint verse 24. Verse 20 says, "For the Father loves the Son, and he shows him all that he himself is doing. He will show him even greater things to do than this, and you will be and you all will be amazed." And I'm reading, I'm sorry, from the Good News Translation. Verse 21 says, "Just as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, in the same way, the Son gives life to those he wants to. Nor does the Father himself judge anyone. He has given his Son the full right to judge, so that all will honor the Son in the same way as they honor the Father. Whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him." And then verse 24, our highlight verse says, "I am telling you the truth. Those who hear my words and believe in him who sent me have eternal life. They will not be judged, but have already passed from death to life." Now, this verse is such a pivotal and critical verse, because it's letting us know that those of us, and this is anyone, whether you've ever, if you grew up in the church or never have stepped foot in a church, if you have heard the words of Jesus, and he says here, "I am telling you the truth, those who hear my words and believe in him who sent me." When you believe in what you've heard, when you have received him into your heart and you confess that, it says that we have eternal life. They will not be judged. Why not? Because Jesus took our judgment. What was the penalty for sin? It was death. And Jesus took that judgment of death upon himself. So that's why when someone receives him and accepts him as Lord and Savior into their heart and begins to fellowship and have that communion with Him and wanting to grow and desire in that process of growing up in the Lord, it says that we would not be judged, but we already have passed from death to life. I believe this is saying that at the moment that Regina chose to make Jesus her Lord and Savior, when she said yes to Jesus and walked away from the things of the world, when she said, yes, I want to follow you, Lord. I want you to be my Lord and Savior. I ask you into my heart, come into my life, make my life what you want it to be. I'm a willing vessel. I submit to you. I believe that at that moment, my eternity began with Him because He took my judgment upon Himself. So I will not have to pay for that. So I will not have to be apart from Him ever for all eternity. I want to read this same passage from the Amplified Translation, if I could. And let's just start at verse 19. Down to 24, and it says, "So Jesus answered them by saying, I assure you and most solemnly say to you, the Son can do nothing of Himself of His own accord, unless it is something He sees the Father doing. For whatever things the Father does, the Son in His turn also does in the same way. For the Father," verse 20, "dearly loves the Son and shows Him everything that He Himself is doing. And the Father will show Him greater works than these so that you will be filled with wonder. 21, just as the Father raises the dead and gives them life and allows them to live on, even so the Son also gives life to whom He wishes. For the Father judges no one, but has given all judgment, that is, the prerogative of judging, to the Son, placing it entirely into His hands. 23, so that all will give honor, reverence, homage to the Son, just as they give honor to the Father. In fact, the one who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who has sent Him." And then 24, "I assure you and most solemnly say to you, the person who hears my word, the one who heeds my message and believes and trusts in Him who sent me, possesses now eternal life." That is, eternal life actually begins. The believer is transformed and does not come into judgment and condemnation, but has passed over from death into life. We pass over from death into life. And when you think about it, beloved, we were already spiritually dead. Without Jesus, we are already spiritually dead. And so when we receive Him, we come to life. We come to life. We come to the life that He always intended and meant for each of us to have. And only He made that possible. He was the only one that could make that possible. Why? Because He took the judgment of sin that was made by man. He took that judgment of sin to die, death. He took the death penalty that was pronounced on mankind because Adam sinned, and therefore sin fell upon every man. Jesus took willingly the penalty of sin, which is death, and died on the cross for each of us. He did that for each of us. Now it's up to each of us to accept what He did for each of us. We have to accept that. Let's look at a couple of cross references. I want to look at, first of all, Matthew chapter 10, verse 40. Matthew 10 and verse 40. And we're talking about, again, the authority of the Son. That the Son has authority just as God has authority. The same authority. He has that. And in verse 40 of Matthew chapter 10, it says, "He who receives you receives me, and he who receives me receives the one who sent me." Now, this is under the heading of Jesus sending out the 12. And so he is talking to the disciples, and they are going out as he has instructed them to share the gospel. And he tells them that, in fact, he tells them in verse 37, "Anyone who loves his father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves his son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And anyone who does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me." 39 says, "Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it." And then verse 40, the cross reference verse, says, "He who receives you receives me." So as people who are hearing the gospel by way of the disciples, as they begin to go out two by two and share the gospel as God had instructed them to do so, those who received the disciples, he says, receive me. And those who receive me receives the one who sent me. So Jesus is equating himself with the Father. And he even tells them, and we'll get to this in another verse, that when you see me, you've seen the Father. And so it's important that we understand that all of our faith and the foundation of our faith is firmly built upon Jesus being God in the flesh, coming to earth to die for our sins on the cross and being raised from the dead. And so Jesus makes it possible for us to be able to be reconciled back to God. Without Jesus, there is no reconciliation. We can't do enough work to get there on our own. If we could have, we would have, but we couldn't do it because of the sin nature in each of us. And so Jesus had to come the way that he came. He came, God in the flesh, Jesus, to pay the penalty that kept us apart from God in the first place. And that penalty for sin is death. And so the Bible says that without the shedding of blood, there can be no remitting, no remission of sin. And so he had to come. He had to come and die as a sacrifice to atone us, to wipe the slate clean, if you will, concerning our sins, in order that we could freely be before God and be in union, in connection back with God, in fellowship once more and again, as it was always meant to be. Let's turn to John chapter 3, verse 15. St. John chapter 3 and verse 15. We'll probably read 15 down through 18 because all of these verses are key references. Here is 3:15. It says that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. May have eternal life. That everyone who believes in him, him in reference to the Son of Man in verse 14, may have eternal life. And this is from the NIV translation. And then, and of course, we carry it with verse 16 from our last episode, but I'll read it again. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him, him being who? God's one and only Son, who is who? Jesus. Shall not perish, but have eternal life. And then verse 17 is another key verse for today. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. So God sent his Son to the world to save the world through him, not to condemn the world. And then verse 18 says, whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. So when someone does not believe, you're choosing, that person is choosing then to stand before God on their own, apart from Jesus. We're trying to stand on our own before God, apart from Jesus. And Jesus was and is the only sinless one to ever come. That's why he could die for us and absolve and resolve the sin issue, because he had no sin. He could do that. He being God in the flesh. And so when we don't believe, when we don't believe in him, then we stand in condemnation already, because Jesus is not there to be our substitute. He's not there because we chose to stand for ourselves on our own without Jesus. And it says, for that one who does not believe stands condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. Let's also look at, let's turn to, let's see here, John 3 and 17 again. Oh, I did read it already. Let's go to, sorry about that, let's go to Matthew 25 and 46. Yes, Matthew 25 and 46. I just love these verses, and I love reading them and rereading them. It's good for the soul, and it keeps us encouraged, and it keeps us moving forward. Matthew 25 and 46 says, then they will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life. And this is the passage from the sheep and the goats, this subheading here. And so how the sheep on the right, the goats on the left. And at the very end, it says, then they will go away to eternal punishment, referring to those on the left, but the righteous to eternal life. So the goats are equated with the unrighteous, and the sheep are equated with the righteous, and those on the right will go to eternal life. And that was Matthew 25 and 46. And let's turn now quickly to John chapter 12. John chapter 12. And let's start at 44. John chapter 12, verse 44. And it says, then Jesus cried out, when a man believes in me, he does not believe in me only, but in the one who sent me. When he looks at me, he sees the one who sent me. I have come into the world as a light, so that no one who believes in me should stay in darkness. Praise God. I want to read it again. It says, when a man believes in me, he does not believe in me only, but in the one who sent me. When he looks at me, it says, he sees the one who sent me. So when you look at Jesus, you're seeing God who sent him. He says, I have come into the world as a light so that no one who believes in me should stay in darkness. So Jesus comes to light our path, not to darken it, but to lighten it, to bring light to a dark place, to a dark world. And he wants to bring that light in order for us to be able to see clearly and know exactly where we're going and what it is we've been called and asked to do. Let's also look at one more verse here. I want to go back to now the Passion Translation. Still in the same verses, but I want to look at the Passion Translation as we begin to wrap our lesson up for today. Beginning at verse 19, back in John chapter 5. So Jesus said, I speak to you eternal truth. The Son isn't able to do anything from himself or through his own initiative. He completely submitted to the Father. And he did that to be the example of how God wants us to be submissive to the Son. God does everything for a reason, and he shows us through example. So God the Father came as God the Son, God in the flesh, and he lived a life according and under the submission of God the Father in order to show us how to do the same thing, how we should submit and live submitted to him as well. And it says, I only do the works that I see the Father doing, for the Son does the same works as his Father. Because the Father loves his Son so much, he always reveals to him everything that he is about to do. And you will all be amazed when he shows him even greater works than what you've seen so far. For just as the Father has power to raise the dead, the Son will also raise the dead and give life to whomever he wants. So only God can raise the dead. Only God can do that. And so the fact that Jesus can do that once again proves that Jesus is God in the flesh. 22 says, the Father judges no one, for he's given to the Son all the authority to judge. Therefore, the honor that belongs to the Father, he will now share with his Son. So if you refuse to honor the Son, you are refusing to honor the Father who sent him. And there are some that believe that Jesus is just a good man, a good prophet. But Jesus is God, beloved. He is God. He gave himself a body in order to live among us and to show us to be the example of how a life can be lived before God through God's empowering us to do so. And so that's what he wants to do in and through us. And then it says in 24, I speak to you an eternal truth. If you embrace my message and believe in the one who sent me, you will never face condemnation. In me, you have already passed into the realm of death, into life. These are Jesus' words to us. He is saying, if you embrace my message, if you accept, if you receive what I've shared, I've spoken the words of God. I've spoken God's words to you just as he's given me to speak to you. I've spoken to you. And if you believe my message and believe on the one who sent me, you will never face condemnation because you're coming through me. You're coming through me, God the Son. And only God the Son can clear the path, can be that door, can be that bridge to bring us from death to life. Only he can do that. And that's why it said that no man can come to the Father except by me. So I trust and pray, beloved, that you have enjoyed and have received some hope some encouragement from this lesson today, that God is Jesus in the flesh, and that he has the same authority, he has the same rights and privileges as God, because he is God. He is God in the flesh. He came as a man in order to be able to do for us what no other man could do. And he had to come as a man because the first man, Adam, was the one to sin. And so he had to come as a man to right that wrong, to correct that, to reverse that. And he did. Aren't you glad? So thank God for each of you for listening today. And I pray that as you go throughout your day, that you will remember and know that God does not condemn you. God does not condemn any of us. He has come in order that he will be able to justify each of us. And he's done that through dying on the cross as a perfect sacrifice. Won't you accept him today into your heart, into your lives, and know that he too will reign and rule, and that you will be with him forever. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.